This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting Hillary Clinton pledges to work to win the American people's trust. Just 8 days after the Democratic convention ended, Clinton told a convention of black and Hispanic journalists in Washington she realizes she has some of the highest unfavorable ratings of any presidential candidate in modern history. She said some of her low approval rating is due to Republican attacks, saying she gets higher marks from Americans when she is serving in public office. Clinton said that Republican Donald Trump's anti-establishment stance appeals to some voters, but more needs to be done to help those that are struggling.
I know it doesn't make me feel good when people say those things, and I recognize that I have work to do. But when I started running for the Senate in New York, a lot of the same things were said. I won. I worked hard for the people of New York, and I was reelected with 67% of the vote.
Clinton's trustworthiness has emerged as a weakness in her fall campaign. Meanwhile, Donald Trump lashed out at Hillary Clinton as he was campaigning in Iowa, declaring her pretty close to unhinged. Speaking in Des Moines, the Republican nominee said, "If Hillary Clinton becomes president, you will have terrorism, you will have problems, you will have really the destruction of our country from within." Trump went on to label Clinton as unstable. He called her a dangerous liar and said she lacked the judgment, temperament, and moral character to lead this country. The statements come as Trump is under criticism from fellow Republicans for being sidetracked by other issues when he should be taking on Clinton. Trump took the stage following an introduction from his running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Lawyers representing U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen said that Turkey has not provided evidence of his involvement in last month's failed coup attempt. Speaking to reporters in Washington Friday, one of Gulen's attorneys said the complexity and absurdity of conspiracy allegations against his client have intensified in the coup's aftermath. Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned the followers of Fethullah Gulen that they could threaten security in other countries if they are not stopped. Appearing alongside Kazakhstan's President Nursultan Nazarbayev in Ankara, Erdogan said he did not want other countries to experience what he called the same pain, betrayal, and disappointment that Turkey has. The Turkish government has said that Gulen, a former ally of President Erdogan, masterminded the coup by renegade officers in the military. It has called on the United States to extradite him to Turkey. However, it has not filed a formal extradition request. The Olympic opening ceremonies are in just a few hours, but Brazilian football legend Pele says he will not light the Olympic cauldron at the opening ceremonies. The three-time World Cup football winner said he was not in physical condition to take part. The 75-year-old had been rumored to be one of the choices to light the cauldron in Rio. However, he has been suffering from muscle pain and had hip surgery earlier this year. Meanwhile, hundreds of demonstrators blocked roads in Copacabana to protest against the government and the cost of hosting the games. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was scheduled to carry the Olympic torch along that section of its route, but local authorities canceled the plan. Unpopular interim president Michel Temer is expected to attend Friday's opening at Maracanã Stadium. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 255,000 jobs in July, while wages rose just 2.6%. Friday's report from the Labor Department also says the unemployment rate held steady at 4.9%. The data showed 7.8 million Americans still unemployed and another 5.9 million part-time workers who want full-time employment. A separate government report showed the U.S. trade deficit rose to its highest level in 10 months. The jobs report drove stock prices higher on Wall Street. The Dow was up 1.04%. The S&P and the NASDAQ were also higher. European markets were up. Asian markets were mixed. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.